What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Life Journey Podcast. This is your host, Quentin Goss. It's a season three once again, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. We're here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we got a special guest on today. We have Marcan Singletary. Marcan has been working at Victory Church for 8 years. He's a husband and he has a wife and kid, and he lives down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Marcan, thank you so much for being with us today. The Life Journey Podcast, man.
Thank you for having me, bro.
No problem, bro. Yeah, we've been talking. Marcan, funny thing is, Marcan met my cousin Daquan, who did he painted these shoes, which I'm gonna show you now. And yo, he did a great job for the church. And I guess they met, and then I ended up running into Marcan at Victory Midtown Church, and we just had breakfast, and then just went from there. So this is a great brother right here. So we're gonna dive into his life journey.
Yeah, man.
And so talk about like growing up and your childhood. Just growing up here in Georgia.
Okay, so I'm from Eastman, Georgia. Okay. Small town, literally everyone knows everyone. Like, I could see you drive by and be like, yo, there's the Quentin right there. Like, it's super, super small. But I moved here to Atlanta 8 years ago with my father. My father and my stepmother, Mary, and I moved up here with them.
Right.
And actually, our senior pastor was our neighbor. So he's the one who invited me to Victory Church. Started going to Fusion there. I joined a small group. Okay. I got baptized there. And I became part of the staff. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of been there ever since. But my childhood, man, it was growing up, I was more introverted. I was more quiet. I was really searching for my identity. My dad actually worked a lot growing up, so I didn't really spend too much time with him, and my mom did as well. So I spent a lot of my childhood days with my grandmother. Shout out to Granny. I love my granny, man. But yeah, for the most part, man. And so you could say, like, I have an old soul. I love like Marvin Gaye, The Temptations.
Okay.
I love
Motown.
The OJs. Like, I love, you know, that era of music.
Right.
But you know, just spend a lot of time in the country, man, with my grandmother, with my cousins, for the most part. That's kind of it.
That's awesome, man. You know, that's a great story. I mean, I guess growing up through like elementary school through high school, what was that experience like? What was that whole time like? Because you know, that's a interesting time in a lot of like young men, young women's lives, is that portion, like from, yeah, just before you get to college. So what was that experience with, yeah?
It was quite interesting. You know, when I think back to me in middle school, me being shy, being introverted, me just kind of searching for who I was, my identity in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, I found myself trying to be like what I saw. So for me, my role models, influence were my cousins that are 8 years older than me. So I'm trying to, you know, be like them and do what they did. So in a sense, I grew up fast.
Mm.
I find myself like getting into drugs at 14, smoking weed and popping pills and trying to do things like that to, in a sense, fit in and be cool,
right,
versus just having an understanding of like, hey, you know, I'm developing, I'm growing as a young man. I don't have to necessarily do what this person is doing to try to be cool.
Right.
But I didn't know that at the time. I was trying hard to fit in. So that carried over all the way into high school. Once I hit high school, I had made up in my mind like, hey, this is who I'm gonna be. But it was very like arrogant, it was cocky. I was trying to like prove that I'm somebody and I want somebody to see me at the end of the day. But it wasn't until literally like a couple of years ago where I just like, hey, I feel like I'm faking. This isn't
faking. What you mean?
Like, I feel like I'm just trying to like create this persona of how I want people to perceive me versus just being who God has called me to be and me being genuinely okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay that, you know, I don't do what you do or like what you like. I have my own personality, I have my own gifts, I have my own talents.
Right.
But for so long, I always saw others, people's things as better than mine.
Right.
But that's not true. So.
No, that's interesting you say that. Let me actually pull up this quote. It's from a book called The Rules of Engagement by Sidney Trim. Oh, is it Trim? Trimming? Whatever. Yeah. And it's interesting you just said that. So let me pull it up real quick while we're here on the podcast, because a lot that's in social media and all these different like platforms and stuff now make you feel like I'm not there yet, or I need to be at this specific point, or I need to this or that. Yeah. You don't have to, like, you worry about your journey, you know. And let me see here. You talked about seeking approval. So people who engage in approval seeking, and this is like, it's been me before, like all of us, like approval seeking activities for people who do anything to get affirmation, acceptance from others. Approval seeking individuals lack personal power, self-worth, dignity, and a sense of significance. Approval seeking activities are driven by fear, and it goes on. It's a lot of stuff. Like, it just really talks about, like, it's like a specific spirit on us. This is like constantly wanting, like that dopamine level goes up. Yeah. You know, everybody talks about the dopamine, you know, that dopamine level goes up within ourselves. Like, it's like a high, yeah. And of like getting that pat on the back, yeah. Getting those likes, right. You know. So nah, it's great that you said, like, you noticed that early, yeah. And a lot of people, like, it may take them longer, to a couple years to notice that, yeah. And you notice, you said, nah, let me shut that down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting you talk about like a high, because, you know, coming out of high school, doing drugs, popping ecstasy and pain pills and smoking weed, like high, I was high a lot. But what I really was doing was using these drugs, sex, money, all of these things to try to fill a void, mm-hmm. that I didn't know that I had. So it's like, in my mind, I'm like trying to fill a bucket that has holes in it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can keep putting these things in. I can keep smoking. I can keep going to the clubs. I can keep doing the things to try to build this, have this persona, or feel this void of self-worth, or wanting that affirmation or approval. But ultimately, it's not going to fulfill me. It's not going to sustain me. And it wasn't until like I had that realization, like, hey, these things aren't going to fill that hurt or that void that you have. And that's when I began to go on a different journey. Mm-hmm. So
that's real talk right there.
Yeah, man.
I mean, those that are listening right now, like, really tune into that and really hone in on that, because that's a problem in society today. We so say social media, in our phones too, just like being on here, like texting, and we're constantly looking for that. And you gotta learn how to defeat it. And it's harder, like, I think, especially with young kids, like, these kids are smart.
Yeah.
These kids know how to work phones, tablets, and everything better than a lot of the older generation. But they're getting addicted, and it's bad. It's getting super addicted to it. And I seen one of my cousins, he used to just cry because he couldn't play Fortnite. He used to, like, throw stuff, and I'm like, this is not healthy. You know, I know I sound like an old head. Let's ride some bikes, for real. Let's, like, take a walk, go to the park. I don't see kids at the park as much no more. Like I used to, like, yeah. So that's true. That's real talk about the affirmation. I mean, approval stuff. I guess, like, what was that experience like? That transition from high school to college, or, you know, from beyond that.
I actually chose not to go to college, man. I'm at a place right now where I am thinking about it again.
Okay.
Thinking about going to school for business administration.
Okay.
But I chose not to go to school right after high school because I was immature, man. I would have gone for the wrong reasons. I would have gone just to party more. It wouldn't have been good. So I actually chose not to go. And I'm actually glad that I did, because now I have a different motivation. Mm-hmm. I have a different driver. Like, having my son, who is now one, like, he was interesting story. So a couple days ago, like, he was following me around the house, and I was in my room in the office or whatever, and I was listening to music, and I got my hands up, I'm having fun, and I saw him, like, trying to do what I was doing, and I was like, oh my God, like, my son is about to be influenced by everything that he sees me do. So it's like, what am I modeling before him? So he's gonna, like, pick up he's gonna see my character flaws, you know, my attitude, my work ethic. He's gonna see and be influenced by all of those things. And it's like, what do I wanna model before him? So now I'm at this place of like, hey, I don't wanna force him to go to college, but I do wanna model a standard,
right,
before him, and give him that opportunity to choose. So now, man, I have a different drive. I have a different motivation, and I'm glad that it worked out the way that it did.
Yeah, that's a blessing. I mean, yeah. I loved hearing, I watch a lot of Gary Vee. You know, you love Gary Vee? Okay, yeah, so he the dude curses a lot, which is, but it's just funny, like, when we had, like, a family, husband and wife on, and it was, like, a little baby, and he just kept cursing like a sailor, and just, like, it doesn't, like, that's how he is, but I like how he stays how he is, he stays his true identity, and I said, I respect that, I can respect someone that does that, but he talked about college, and how people shouldn't go to college. And I'm like, you know what? That's interesting. I think, like, college at this point is, yeah, like, if you're going for business or something, administrative or in the internship opportunities, cool. But you still have to, like, gain experience going to work for a business or I feel like college has been more of just, like, yeah, meeting people. Mm-hmm. That's literally what it has felt like. I've got my degree, but I'm not even doing my degree right now. My degree was, like, journalism, sports. I'm in marketing. If I would have knew this, I probably would have did marketing stuff, but I didn't know. So there's entrepreneurs that haven't, I think, like, I don't, it might be, I don't know, Ty Lopez. I don't know if Ty Lopez went to college or not, but there's some people that haven't gone to college that are, like, making millions. Yeah. It's not about the money, but it's just, like, it's all about this. Like, yeah. What are you doing with your brand? What are you doing with your knowledge? Are you learning? Are you applying? Are you making change in people's lives? The people that go do not, like, work for nonprofits, around the world, like, it's whatever you're doing with your time in your life, that old school standard, I feel like it's being broken now, like, in today's society, like, of, like, oh, you gotta go to college, you gotta do this and that. Now it's like either entrepreneurship, real estate's huge, like, there's so much. So I think that, you know, like, it's great to hear that. And, like, I know there's a lot of people watching that, like, wanna know, like, dang, like, yeah, like, should I go or shouldn't I go? Yeah. You know, so. Yeah, no, appreciate, like, being.
And I think, like you say, that season is, that wave is kind of shifted, where you got to go to college, get a good job. Versus now, I mean, what about using the gifts that you have? I mean, for those that are artists, yes, that can just naturally draw and turn that into a business, that, right, can be very profitable. But, like, the question that I've been asking myself, and, you know, the conversation that we've been having, just in my peer group, is, like, who defines success? Right. Like, what does success look like for you? Because for me, it doesn't necessarily have to be millions and millions of dollars. You know, it could be being home and spending quality time with my son and my, right, wife. And, like, and I make 50K. Is that okay? You know what I mean? It depends who determines that.
Right.
So, like, I'm glad that we're at a point to where things are starting to change, to where it's like, you're not successful unless you have a Mercedes, you have the Rolex, you have the mansion, you have the six-figure income. Yeah, what about the wife and the husband that are happy, that have a strong marriage, that have successful kids?
Like, what about that, though? We don't celebrate that, because that's not sexy for Instagram.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we do it, we're modeling our lives social media.
Gems. He dropping gems right now. That's true. That's true. Like, there's people legit out here living their life for social media that won't, like, I'll just give an example. Like, there's some people that, like, oh, you didn't like that, you'll talk to them. You didn't like my page. Like, you'll talk to them on the phone every day.
Yeah.
Best friend, whatever. Like, you'll talk to them on the phone every single day. Hey, you didn't like my post. You didn't like my story. Or you're sharing that. Like, are we in real reality? Or is it social media more important than, I don't know, what you think about that? Like, when people get to a point where they're, like, putting that above, if it's a relationship or if it's a friendship or if it's, like, just in life in general, like, you, the check mark, the light, like, what people are putting that above, like, just reality.
Yeah.
It's a great question, though. But for me, you know, I'm not huge on social media just because, like, I'm not trying to get caught up in, like, the likes and the check marks and stuff like that. I don't want to, because here's, at the end of the day, whether you have a check mark behind your name or you don't, you're still valuable. And I don't want to allow, I don't think that we should allow that blue check mark or the lack of the check mark to take away from what that person brings to the table. So I don't want to treat you any differently than I would treat this person, and just have that standard of, like, God has called me to love you and you.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to, like, treat one better than the other. But like, you know, if I'm on social media and my friend is that I support, that I love, that I want to see them succeed is doing, so I'm going to come behind it. I'm going to support that. I'm going to promote that. But like, I'm at the same time, I'm not going to hate or judge anyone who's trying to do, you know, their hustle or their grind or whatever. I support, go for it, bro. Right. Do your thing. And I'm gonna be okay and confident in doing my thing. I think right. What happens is we tend to, it's like running a race. Like, how can I run my race if I'm trying to look over and see what you're doing?
That's so true. That's real talk right there. Yeah, no, talk more about that.
Yeah,
that's,
like for me, like, real, so it kind of goes back to for me not having a degree and seeing those who do have a degree. Right. I support those and I'm excited and proud of you who have that. But for me, it doesn't take away from who I am as an individual because I don't have that.
Right.
Like, this is my lane. This is the season that I'm in and I'm okay with that. So I don't want to allow society to put an external pressure on me to say that to be successful by 30, you got to have these things. Mm. How can you, your story is not my story. And I have to know that. And I have to walk and be confident in that. God is taking me somewhere. God is taking you somewhere. God is taking us somewhere. And our journeys may not look the same.
That's real talk. That's real talk right there. Like, a lot of people look, like you said, look over someone else's shoulder and see what they're doing. And they may be on their journey already, and then they want to switch it up, or they want to move to another different, you know, different type of, job, or if it's in, you know, it happens all the time. And even for me, like I'm in marketing, so like I gotta look at social media all the time, and like it's the goal is to be on there be on there for business and keep scrolling through and like make sure you got everything checked off or send the DMs you need to and then get out of there. And yeah, sometimes you're scrolling through and you see like, oh, I just opened up a warehouse, or I just ended up making this amount. And it's like, okay, that's awesome. You know, God bless you, man. Like, this comment, like, I'll comment, you know, God, because, like, to, like, the thought, it always comes, I mean, everybody's tempted, or, like, you know, it comes in our mind, like, why, you know, they got that. So, yeah. Like, and you're like, you know what? No, stop. Yeah. Erase. Yeah. Delete. No, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm happy for them. Yeah. I'm happy for them. Like, that's a blessing. They've worked hard for that. Stop. Whatever thought is in my, for real. And like, a lot of people don't, they allow that to entice them. Just like, oh man, it's like, what? You're not there yet. So what? That voice talks in the back of your head.
Yeah.
So like, what do you think about that? Like, how to defeat that?
Exactly what you just said. You gotta take that, like,
and control that. Like, obviously there's gonna be thoughts, there's gonna be moments, we're human, we see things, we want things, we desire things, but I'm not gonna take away from celebrating you and what you've accomplished because you work for it. And that's why I'm not big on social media, because I'm working on what is in front of me. So I can look over and see you and you doing your things and congratulate you, yes, but now it's time for me to get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I can use that as motivation, not like, I'm trying to take away from what you've accomplished or even what you're working towards.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, at the end of the day, we're all on a journey. You're just further, either we're further along or behind. As long as we're moving forward, man, it's all that matters to me. So I try not to get caught up in that.
That's real talk. I love it. So at this point, so we'll move on to the next question. At this point, like, you know, you've been working at Victory.
Mm-hmm.
In that experience, like, you're now your operations manager,
mm-hmm.
at Victory, and that role, like, and tell us a little bit about that role and how you've embraced that and how you've been making an impact at the church.
Man, it's a journey for sure. I'm learning a lot. It's challenging me in different ways because there's a lot of things that go into, you know, what we do at the church. It's a similar kind of principle I learned from our founding pastor, Pastor Dennis, that people are affected by every decision we make and don't make. So how I steward what I've been entrusted with is going to impact someone. So I take it very serious, but at the same time, man, I want to just be the best me that I can be in this time and on this journey. But it's great, man. We're doing a lot of great things at the church. I'm very excited to see what's next for us.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I just want to kind of what we're just talking about. I want to stay in my lane, man, and I want to just see this, see what God has given me, grow and move forward.
That's real talk, man. And like, by the way, if y'all don't know what Victory Church is, they have, you guys have three or four campuses.
We have three.
Three campuses, and I mean, huge church down here in Atlanta. And like, I just think it's amazing, like the things that they've done. And it's cool seeing like churches that start off, you know, as one location and then they start to expand off. Yeah. Cause it shows that like, you know, they're actually trying to make impact in the community. And I think like an example, I watch a lot of Mike Todd, you know, and watching his stuff and it's legit seeing like where they came from. And then like seeing other stories like that too. Like just like you write down your, like legit writing down what you want to accomplish and you letting God, just being crazy enough to let it happen. And it actually happened. Like, I don't know, and then seeing other ministries do the same thing is just a blessing. Like, God really works in your life, and He's there. He's always been there, and He's never going anywhere. He never changes. And that, and they were talking about that too. Like, just, He never changes. Yeah. So, like, most people are like, oh, well, He blessed me this season, but man, this season is not even. It's like, He never changes, but like, where is your heart at? You know, all of us, it's all of us. Like, where's your heart at? Where's your, you know? So it's funny how, you know, not funny, but I guess what I'm trying to get back to is like within a church, like it's great to see progress be made with people with great hearts, even, and that they're vulnerable and open to talk about it, like about their mistakes, yeah, about what they've done, and be real. Because as the more transparent you are and open, like there's nothing to, nobody can say anything. Evil can't come upon, you know what I'm saying? Because you're open with your bureau with yourself. Yeah. So like, I love that about like, I guess the new generation of pastors now are just so much more like,
yeah,
what's up?
We have struggles. They may not be the same, but it's better for me to, in my opinion, to bring this stuff to the forefront than it to be exposed.
Facts.
Like there, we've heard of people and pastors and people in leadership positions get exposed, but they have had opportunities to share that in private with people that they trust, and they can get the healing that they need. And it goes back to the journey, man. And we're all on different stages in that.
Right.
But let's just be real and put it out there. You feel lighter. You feel like, you know, what's he gonna say? What's he gonna think? Hey, man, at the end of the day, like, I told the people that I trust, my leadership, they're aware of these things, and I've taken steps to move forward. I'm showing progress. Can't be mad at that.
Right. As long as you're open. I remember I was super open. I don't know why I did it, but I talked to like youth, like teenagers and stuff at a conference in my hometown. Just open about like where my faults were early on and where I have come.
Yeah.
Even dude playing in the NFL, having fiance, all that stuff, and why we broke up, like all this different stuff. I was open. I was vulnerable, and like being like that, you feel good. You feel it's nothing to, like, you're just open about it. Like you're nothing to hide. Like, and you're helping somebody else. And the amount of like messages I received after that is like, thank you for sharing that. Nobody really likes to share stuff like that. Like, just being vulnerable for us. So that's been the word of 2021. Yeah. So yeah, man. So what would you say, actually let me ask you this, what's your favorite hometown restaurant?
Favorite hometown restaurant is my grandma's house. So I say that because, well, there's that, but then also you gotta remember I'm from a small town. Like there really isn't many restaurants. Like it's crazy. So yeah, no, my grandma's house, man. I love my grandma's cooking. I love, you know, the atmosphere, the energy that you're gonna receive, grandma's house all day.
All right, so everyone, what's your favorite plate though?
Breakfast, man. Anything that comes out in the morning time is my favorite. Oh, grits eggs, bacon, boy, woo! Some pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade.
Yeah, boy.
Nah, for real. So make sure y'all, I mean, y'all can't, it's not a restaurant, but at least y'all can maybe do an online order or something for me. I'm being silly. But what's a quote you can leave everybody with that they can be impacted? Oh, actually, no, let me ask you this before we get to the end, towards the end. And everybody already know what I'm about to ask. So how can everyone get to that point where you're at right now? I know you're still on your journey. Someone who's interested in ministry and wanting to just dive in, and don't know where to start. I know, you know, what do they have to do? How do they get to where you are, or how do they,
they're inspired by you right now, and how do they reach to that pinnacle?
I would say to first be mindful of your, know your why. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you do what you do? Why do you want this? Because for me being in ministry and being in it 8 years, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scene that you really have to know why you're doing this.
Right.
You know, this isn't for a paycheck. This isn't for trying to get close to certain people. Like,
right.
You know, there's early mornings, there's late nights, and there's like, hey, sounds cliche, but like, to God be the glory. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's not your true why, you're not gonna make it, because there's things that happen that you're gonna disagree with. Mm-hmm. And this is where you have to be open and like, I would just say really be open, man, because things are changing, things are evolving, we're trying things, we're experimenting, we're trying to be intentional about where we're going, and that requires change. Like, our church is one of the largest, if not the largest, multicultural church in America. We have over 145 different nationalities. It requires you to change, man. You can't, the way that we did in 2000 is not what we can do in 2021.
Right.
So we're, and how you adjust and adapt to that change will determine if you make it.
Right.
So I would encourage you, know your why, be open, and give it your all. Mm. And like, there's a lot of times where we withhold our gifts or hold back pieces of our personality to try to fit into this circle or for whatever the reason may be, but man, you got to use everything that God has given you, your perspective, your personality, your attitude, your hands, what you can create, all, and we're just going to go all in. If you can know your why, be open, and be all in, you'll be amazed to see where you go. And that's similar to me. Like, I had to grow even to this point of being really open and vulnerable and willing to put myself out there again, because I've been hurt. Church hurt. I mean, just be real, like, it happens. And how I deal with that church hurt is going to determine how I move forward. So, yeah. Man, I would just be open, man.
Be open
and give it your all. And know your why. And you'll be amazed to see where you go.
Mm. Real talk.
Man.
Last thing. Leave them with a quote that they can stick with, that they can still stick with them for the rest of their lives. On the spot.
No, that's good. I'm going back to what I learned from Pastor Dennis. People's lives are affected by every decision you make and don't make. We're only sitting here now because of a decision that our pastors made 30 years ago. Had there not been a victory, there wouldn't be this. Maybe our
Thank you for listening to the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin Gause. To find out more and to follow the journey, visit Quentin's Instagram at QGause or our business page at iron_visuals. For full recaps of the show, find us on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Thank you for tuning in.